Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us this evening. Our number 844-236-6010. As always on The Bright Side, and as always, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls. In our next segment, we'll talk to Brian Benoit at the bottom of the hour. Brian is a Renaissance man, does lots of things, but we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to Brian about his book, Falling Toward Redemption, which is a kind of mystical Christian book. Being Easter weekend, I thought it would be appropriate to talk a little spirituality, Christian spirituality, with Brian Benoit. Falling Toward Redemption is his fiction book, and he's got some really interesting things to say about spirituality from a mystical Christian standpoint. Brian Benoit at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, I am personally looking for business builders to help me build my business, and I can help you build your business. That's what's so cool about multi-level marketing, network marketing, is those above help those below, and those below help those above. Your downline helps your upline helps your downline. I absolutely love that idea. I love the model, the multi-level business model, although it does get a lot of heat. A lot of folks are down on multi-level marketing, unfortunately so, because it's really an ideal business model for folks who want to be in business but don't necessarily want to spend a lot of money to get into business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you really owe it to yourself to at least check into, at least look into the business opportunity. At Youngevity, you can help change the world and make money at the same time. When I say change the world, I'm not kidding. Changing the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products off all the websites, and you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to speak to a real live human being for a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself, 866-735-2470, or hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Your calls next segment. Brian Benoit, author of the book Falling Toward Redemption, at the bottom of the hour. I saw a really cool article, and I got so excited when I saw this. I said, I got to talk about this on The Bright Side this week. This is an article from based on research from the Keck School of Medicine of USC, at USC, that found, check this out, higher levels of cholesterol, or folks who have higher levels of cholesterol, display better brain health, especially older adults.
How do you like that? Where have you heard that before? That cholesterol is important for your brain. Dr. Wallach's been talking about this for years. I've been talking about this for years. It turns out that you need cholesterol for your brain, according to Dr. Hussein Yassin, Associate Professor of Medicine and Neurology at the Keck School of Medicine. This study represents the first time that HDL, that is high-density lipoprotein, I'll tell you what that is here in a second, HDL particles in the brain have been counted and have been shown to be involved with the clearance and excretions of the peptides that form amyloid plaques we see in Alzheimer's disease. So we speculate there could be a role for these small cholesterol particles in prevention. Well, no kidding. They don't even mention the fact that cholesterol is vitally important for the outside part of nerve cells, of brain cells, the so-called cell membrane. This demonization of cholesterol is absolutely stupidity. The craziest, dumbest idea that you can demonize what is possibly, arguably, the most important molecule in the body. Now, let me talk a little bit about this idea of HDL and LDL, so-called bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. There's no such thing, okay? There's no such thing as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. There's a stupid marketing designations promoted by companies that are selling drugs and products. And they're research lapdogs, right? Or they're medical lapdogs. HDL, high-density lipoprotein, and LDL, low-density lipoprotein, are basically just heavy and light cholesterol. Actually, they're not even cholesterol now that I think about it. They're lipoproteins. They're the bubbles that carry cholesterol. You got two kinds of bubbles that carry cholesterol. You got a heavy bubble that takes the cholesterol from the liver, from the blood, and puts it in the liver. That's called HDL, high density. It's dense. Call it heavy. Excuse me. LDL is light, low density. And this is a light bubble. It's not cholesterol. It's a bubble that carries cholesterol, among other things. So when they look to the cholesterol, HDL and LDL, what they're really looking at is the bubble that carries cholesterol. Cholesterol is a wax. You ever see cholesterol? You felt cholesterol with your hands. It feels waxy. It feels sticky. It's kind of a fat, but it's a very thick fat. It's not oily. It's more like waxy. So it can't really float around in the blood. So the body puts it in a little bubble, and it transports this fat in the bubble. If it transports the fat, the cholesterol, in the bubble to the liver, that's said to be good. If it transports this fat, this wax, this cholesterol, away from the liver or out of the liver to the organs to be used, to chemistry to be used, to cells to be used, they say it's bad. Why would it be bad? Why is it bad if cholesterol is coming out of the liver to go do its work? Which I'll tell you what that is here in a sec, because it's amazing all the fun things cholesterol does. Well, it turns out that according to some studies, not all, this is why I hate studies. You can't really tell much from studies. They're just kind of give you guidelines or give you just directions or frameworks of conclusions. They don't really tell you anything because studies can be made to say anything. That's why you always want to check on who funds a study. Anyway, according to certain studies, particularly one big one, folks who had more heart disease tended to have higher levels of this cholesterol coming out of their liver. Not only that, but it turns out that some of the plaques, people who have cholesterol plaques, tend to have higher levels of this LDL cholesterol. So they say it's bad, but it turns out that your immune system depends on LDL cholesterol. It turns out that manufacturing cell membranes depends on LDL cholesterol. And most importantly, it turns out that making hormones like estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, DHEA, just your life-giving hormones, I'll tell you why this is important here in a sec, depends on LDL cholesterol. So it's not bad. It's not good. It's just cholesterol in a lipoprotein. Now, why is cholesterol so important? Why is it crazy to try to dumb it down or turn down the body's ability to make this stuff? Because cholesterol is your life maintenance molecule. It helps us deal with life. Cholesterol is a growth molecule. It's a repair molecule. It's an immune system molecule. It's a wound healing molecule. The more stress you're under, the more you need cholesterol. The more you're growing, you need more unique cholesterol. The more you're repairing, the more you need cholesterol. The more you're thinking, the more you're a human being, really, the more you need cholesterol. It is such a darn important molecule. To me, there's a lot of crazy medical strategies, but perhaps the craziest dumbest, most poorly thought out, is this idea that we can take a poisonous drug, a substance, and shut down our body's cholesterol-making machinery and somehow be better off for it. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in just a minute. Brian Benoit will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Falling Toward Redemption, which is a Christian mystical book. I've got some really interesting kinds of things to say. What really got my attention here is that the foreword of the book was written by a pharmacist, Dr. Diana Rangaves, PharmD, RPH from the University of California at San Francisco. She's also an author and a philosopher, but she has some really interesting things to say about the book. Brian's book is a Christian book, but it's kind of mystical as well, not ordinary Christianity. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Brian's book at the bottom of the hour, Falling Toward Redemption. We'll get your calls, 844-236-6010, in just a moment. A couple things I want to say real quickly about cholesterol. You know, you guys probably all know that it's a precursor to the body's, to some really important molecules in the body. And when I say important, I'm talking about molecules that are involved in how the body performs under stress, under duress. If you want to shut down a society or the human beings in a society's ability to deal with stress, shut down their cholesterol production. If you want to stop a society or the members of a society from being able to perform functionally when they're sick, when they're ill, when they're under duress, when they're getting older, if you want to impair the neurology or the immune system or the repair ability of an older person or a person as they're getting older, shut down their cholesterol production. It is so ridiculous. It is so biochemically ignorant. It is so medically incompetent for a healthcare professional to put somebody on a drug that shuts down their cholesterol because they think that cholesterol is associated with heart disease. As it turns out, the main reason why cholesterol levels go up is because our sugar goes up and our insulin goes up, and cholesterol is hypercholesterolemia. Too much cholesterol in the blood is the end result of a lousy diet. It has nothing to do with eating cholesterol or eating fat. It has to do with eating sugar and bread and pasta and all the foods that form the bulk of the standard American diet, the caloric composition of the standard American diet, refined carbohydrates. This is why sugar metabolizing nutrition is the best nutrition, and sugar metabolizing supplements are the best supplements for keeping your cholesterol at a healthy level, i.e. niacin. You want to lower your cholesterol? Start using your ultimate niacin, a couple hundred milligrams a day. You want to lower your blood cholesterol? Start using your sweeties with two or three capsules with every meal. Use your ultimate selenium for producing insulin. And most importantly, get off the pasta and the rice and the processed foods. And I don't want to sound like I'm Mr. Food Guy, but listen, if cholesterol is a big deal for you, don't poison your body's ability to make it, and that's exactly what a statin drug does, is it poisons the body's ability to produce cholesterol. End result is no cholesterol and less byproducts or derivatives of this very, very important molecule. And as if that's not enough, your digestive system also depends on cholesterol. And without healthy cholesterol, you are not going to be able to absorb your vitamin A, your vitamin D, your vitamin E, your vitamin K, your essential fatty acids, your pigments. Do you see how crazy this is? That's because cholesterol is a key component in the production of the body's most important digestive fluid, or one of the body's most important digestive fluids, i.e. bile. Yes, bile is largely composed of cholesterol. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the bright side. Brian Vinoy, author of the book Falling Toward Redemption, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Alaska and say good evening to our friend Elaine. What's up, Elaine? Where you been? I thought I was going to come on your podcast. Give your podcast a plug. Give your podcast a plug real quick.
Yes, you can actually tune in to Pharmacist Ben and our interview on Thriving Within on Spotify.
Wait a minute, did we do an interview? I don't remember that. Was that
Don't you remember? You told me all about your hitchhiking story, how you came across
America. When was that?
That was like last fall, don't you remember?
I do so many darn interviews. So I told you about my hitchhiking experience?
Yeah.
Really? What did we talk about? Remind me.
How you started out in New York. I think you were 18. And
oh, I hitchhiked across America? I told you about
all the way across America, and there was something about boulders.
Oh, I did. I told you that story.
There.
Did I tell you all my hitchhiking stories?
That boulder vortex. So, but you've never told me your NDE story, and that I want to interview on someday.
Okay, we'll talk about the NDE story. I got really into hitchhiking for a while there when I was a kid. I don't know what I was thinking. I went around the country. I went literally from Syracuse, New York to California and back. Man, did I get some stories. But I did. That's true. Wow. I did stop through Boulder, and that's how I ended up here. So what's going on? This is about you, not about me.
If you can do, and I know this is not like a health issue, but if you can just do all of us listeners a favor, because you're so well-read, you've read so many books, can you make like Ben's top 10 or top 20
of books. You know, people do. That's interesting you say that, because I do get asked that periodically, and I always feel uncomfortable because everybody's book choices are personal to them. You know, when somebody tells me I have to read a book, it's usually not a book that I really want to read, if I do read it, it's not something that. It's rare that somebody's recommendation is something that I will take seriously or I'll benefit from, although it has happened occasionally, because books are kind of personal. You know what the best way to get a book is, to buy a book is to go to the bookstore, or now, you know, it's harder to find bookstores these days, unfortunately. So go on Amazon or somewhere where there's a collection of books and see what jumps out at you. And see what you're drawn to. And that's the best way to choose a book, I think. That's what I do.
Okay.
You know, and I go, these days I have so many books now, you know, I have a sort of a style of book or title book that turns me on. But I always feel uncomfortable telling people about my personal books. Although if I was stranded on a desert island, I could only bring one book, you know what it would be? First of all, it would probably be the Bible, because that can get you through anything. The Bible can get you through absolutely anything, right? No matter what your life, if you're stranded on a desert island and you're miserable and you're starving, you're about to die, you want to be reading the Bible. And then also, you know what? Another book that I consider to be seminal and really important and like one of a kind is The Power of Now. Did you ever read that?
I have not read that.
That one is a really, really awesome book, and I found that very life-changing. But you know what? I consider books to be like, you know, there are ways that you can kind of be better at life. That's how I look at books. I always choose books that make me somehow smarter or more capable or more able to deal with whatever life dishes out. And that's really important, right? You know, life dishes us out stuff inevitably. People die, accidents happen, you get fired, you go broke, people hack into your bank account. There's all kinds of crapola that can happen in life. And it's really important to learn how to hit the curveball, as I like to say, from my baseball background. You gotta learn how to hit a curveball. How many people do you know get curveballs and they don't know how to hit them and they just freak out? You know, and it could be justifiably. You know, I was talking to a girl yesterday, and she was sexually abused when she was young. Now, obviously, that's it's going to be justifiable. That it's going to impact your life in a negative way. That's understandable. But who does that serve? Ultimately, it costs her joy of life. It costs her functionality in life. She's depressed all the time. She's sad all the time. So I don't want to beat anybody up for their experiences, but learning how to deal with our experiences is really important. And books, I find, and these days there's lots of stuff on the internet that's not even books, just wisdom that has been gathered up by people who have either had experience or who are smarter than I am or smarter than the reader is, can be really, really valuable just in having a good life.
So in your opinion, books are kind of like a relationship, almost like a date. I mean, what's a good date for me may be a lousy date for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that way, but yes, I would say that's fair. All right, Elaine. Thank you so much for your call.
All right,
take care. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that was Elaine from Alaska. Love talking to her. All right, Brian Vinoy coming up at the bottom of the hour. His book, Falling Toward Redemption. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Back on the Bright Side right after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another mass shooting, this time in Columbia, South Carolina. It happened Saturday afternoon inside of the Columbiana Center. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says three people are in custody.
This is still early. We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other and there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
10 people were hit by gunfire. 2 others were injured as people tried to escape. There were no fatalities reported. The $50,000 reward leading to the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station will be split among 5 people. The information led to the arrest of the suspect, Frank R. James. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. No one was killed in that attack, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Kremlin put the White House on formal notice that it could face unpredictable consequences if it continues shipping weapons to Ukraine. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports that one analyst says the threat should be taken seriously.
This week, President Biden approved another $800 million worth of arms for the Ukrainian military. Former director of Russia analysis for the CIA, George Beebe, believes officials should take the Russian threats seriously. He tells CBS News that the Russians may be backed up against a wall if they don't succeed in eastern Ukraine.
The Russians have a good track record of following through on their warnings. And if the next phase of this military campaign, where the Russians are focusing on eastern Ukraine, proves to be as unsuccessful as the first phase of this war, I think they're going to be under a lot of pressure militarily. And those weapon supplies from the United States and NATO to Ukraine will prove to be very tempting targets. So I think we need to take this warning seriously.
Dan Naraki reporting. Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home that she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincher III. Authorities believe the murder actually happened late in 2021. You can listen to news anytime at our website. The web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 24-7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com. We're now on Rumble as well. Thanks, Kevin, in Russia for taking care of that for us. You can also purchase longevity products off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, my blog, and criticalhealthnews.com, our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are all courtesy of Jonty Collier. Thanks, Jonty, for setting that one up. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. It's an ideal business opportunity for someone who wants to make some money without investing a lot of money and at the same time help change the world. And I'm not kidding. Change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of our good health and nutrition. You can hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also order longevity products off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or by calling 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. You can also check out our Truth of Skin Health products if you're looking for high-powered skincare, skin health products. I call my company Truth Skin Health. All our Truth Skin Health products were formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. And what I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Healing equals beauty. Health equals beauty. Beauty is really the way health, beauty is what health looks like. And that's why if you're looking for skin care, you want to be looking for skin health. Skin care is skin health, skin health care. And as a healthcare professional that specializes in the skin, I am privy to some secrets that no one knows about how you make the skin beautiful and how you make the skin healthy at the same time. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Brian Vinoy, the author of a book called Falling Toward Redemption. It's a Christian book, and it's also a mystical book, and it's very, very, some really interesting spiritual slash supernatural things to say. If I may be so bold as to describe it that way, please welcome to the Bright Side, Brian Vinoy. Hey, Brian. Brian? Do we have Brian here?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Brian.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Did I say your name right? Vinoy? Is that right?
That's great. That's perfect.
Okay good. So, a couple things. First of all, you're not just an author. You do a lot of other things, right? You're a chef, for one, right?
Well, that was a previous. I've worn a lot of career hats. I'm an over-the-road owner-operator trucker now for the last 12 years.
Are you serious?
12 years.
You're a truck driver? I did not know. Okay.
Okay.
I'm literally
talking to you while I'm sitting in my truck at a Flying J truck stop.
Oh,
in
how
Graham, North Carolina.
You know, that always sounded kind of romantic to me, to like drive around the country in a truck and see all the little towns. Not so much.
One way to look at it, I suppose. It could be.
You can see all this. I guess the towns aren't like, there's not a bunch of small towns anymore with like individual idiosyncratic kind of shops. It's all homogenized, right? It's all McDonald's and
not really. Walmart. Walmart loves to put their DCs in the middle of a cornfield.
Okay,
cheaper real estate. So you can only take the interstate so far. Then you got to get up on the state roads or U.S. highways, and that, you know, of course, they go through small towns. So
real quick, I'm going to definitely want to get your book here. What's your favorite small town?
Okay. Oh Lord! Wow!
What's just one that stands out? Forget your favorite. One that stands out.
There's too many of them. There's too
no,
many.
No one that stands out. What stands out?
Oh Lord! I don't know if you'd call it a small town, but it's one that I've actually lived in for 15 years. It was what's called Hampton Roads, this Norfolk, Virginia beach.
Okay. All right. That's good enough.
Anything along the beach I love, you know. Yeah.
I like Virginia Beach, too. I've had some good times out there. But I don't want to digress here. I want to talk about your book because it's really interesting.
Sure.
So the title of the book is Falling Toward Redemption. What's the premise?
Right.
What's the premise of the book?
Oh boy. The Falling Toward Redemption is the protagonist is an archangel named Camuel. He's actually my own guardian angel, but I used him as the protagonist. He's not a fallen angel, but he was a bad boy, so he had a slight difference of opinion on a mission that God gave him. He kind of improvised, shall we say, a little bit.
That sounds like a standard story, though. That's like an archetypal story, no? The Lucifer story?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of, but he was sentenced to Earth to live 1,000 years as a human being because he doesn't like humanity too much.
That's his punishment? His punishment was to live on Earth?
Yes, 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a human being. And Falling Toward Redemption takes place in his last lifetime, his last human lifetime.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving room for a prequel.
Okay, that's good. So that says enough as far as the theme or the premise goes. But I want to talk about a little bit of the specifics here. You write about Enochian script, right? And I know about, I've heard of Enochian magic, right? Dr. D and all that stuff. Tell us a little bit about how that fits into the book. The idea, what does Enochian mean? And what? Tell us a little bit about this idea of Enochian script and Enochian magic.
The Enochian script, actually, the language, and you know, there's a lot of disagreement about that. But where it came to be was it's attributed to two gentlemen in the 15th and 16th century. One was actually a doctor, a medical doctor. The other was a mage.
Dr. D, you're talking about Dr. D?
Right, and they swore to their dying day, to their last breath, that the Enochian language was given to them by angels.
Okay, and there's Enochian magic. Is that where Enochian magic comes from?
Yeah, the Enochian, and actually that's part of my own spiritual journey is putting myself through Seals of Solomon, higher magic, and Enochian. And the Book of Enoch, of course, Enoch being a character in the Bible, was one of only two human beings that went from human existence to ethereal existence in heaven. They didn't experience death.
Like Elijah.
Like Elijah, right. Elijah being the other one.
Well, that's very interesting. And, so how does that fit into Christianity?
Most people would say it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
One of several higher esoteric texts that was left out of the King James Bible is the Book of Enoch.
That got filtered out. When the canon
There are thousands of scrolls that were found in that cave. There wasn't just enough to fill 66 books of the Bible. There were thousands of scrolls of parchment.
So what's the deal with the canon? Like, when did that all happen? They selected certain books to be part of the so-called canon.
So they all sat together. Old white guys.
Yeah, a bunch of old white guys, and they decided what would be for posterity. What would be official dogma, or what would be the official canon?
Exactly. Thank you for using that term because that's one of my core messages. It's not about dogmatic organized religion. It's about a one-to-one personal relationship creator.
Hang on to that thought, okay? We've got to take a commercial break. Brian Vinoy is with us. Falling Forward Toward Redemption is his book. More with Brian Vinoy on the Bright Side right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Farm Stan. We're talking to Brian Vinoy, formerly trained chef, four-star hotel and premier caterer to the automotive manufacturing industry, and currently truck driver at a J&J as we speak, and author of the book Falling Toward Redemption. So before we went to break, Brian, we were talking about this idea of a personal relationship. And I think that's a really interesting distinction, considering that we have the Easter holiday coming up. Tell us what you mean by that, and what is the problem with alternative views to this idea of a personal relationship with divinity, we'll say.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to use the word alternative, because I mean that was the message that Jesus brought. That was one of the reasons why he was hated, and also, you know, part of the story was the veil was rent asunder from top to bottom. When he gave up his spirit, the veil was torn from top to bottom. That veil was the separation between the Holy of Holies and the tabernacle to the inside courtyard. You know, in other words, the high priest could only go in there.
Yeah.
Once a year, right?
That's right.
They had to tie a rope around his waist, because God forbid he screwed up, you know, poof, he was dead, and they had to drag his body out, right?
But I know they dressed him up in finery, and it was a special deal.
The separation,
yeah.
And Jesus took away that separation.
All right, well, hang on to that thought, okay? I love that idea, by the way. Hang on to that thought, because one of the things you write about is letting go of your own ego as a prerequisite to all of this. So elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, you know, we all have ego, right?
How do you define ego? There's so many definitions to that. How are you defining that? That term?
You know, self-bloviating, self-esteem, you know, self-love, you know, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, you know, look at all the wonderful things I am and I've done, and I'm rich and powerful and successful, and at the end, you're nothing. We're all dirty rags.
So
right?
When you say self, you mean that thing that's going to die. Is that what you're talking about?
I think you're conscious. You're flesh, the flesh.
Right, so the thing that disappears at the end of a life.
Right.
Is that what you're referring to?
Right.
And we elevate that self, and that causes connection with God.
Yeah,
with divinity.
I think. And that's a good way to put it. We elevate the finite and try to make it infinite. And I think a beautiful example of setting aside your ego is John the Baptist. Because think about it, John was like he was like the A-lister, man. He was like command front and center. Thousands of people were flocking to hear him speak. But what did he say? I must decrease and he must increase. Talking about Jesus.
Okay, that's great.
He was the cupbearer. He was the cupbearer. He was the doorman for Jesus. He became the doorman.
Could that be in a metaphorical sense? Could that be an example of what the self is? And him glorifying Jesus, could that be, in essence, the self glorifying this aspect of divinity? And that Jesus represents this aspect of divinity, like John the Baptist represents the self or the ego, whatever term you want to use?
Yeah, I think that's what I said. I think that's a beautiful example. If you could try to emulate that, say, you know, it's nothing. There's nothing wrong, inherently wrong, with becoming, because it was given to you to become wealthy for a reason, for a purpose. Mm-hmm. It was given to you to become famous, whether it's celebrity, sport, you know,
to serve us, to serve a purpose, though, to serve a purpose.
Exactly. It wasn't to serve yourself.
Yeah.
Come
right.
on. It wasn't to serve yourself.
Okay.
It was
that's
to
awesome.
Serve others. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that's why
beautiful.
We're here.
Yeah, and I was just reading an article, by the way, that talked about kindness and generosity and altruism as part of longevity, as part of having a healthy, long life.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I firmly believe that. I firmly believe that. Don't you feel good
when
you just give something to somebody?
Yeah. Even if you're just giving somebody directions. And by the way, Brian, I notice people love giving directions. Have you ever noticed that when you go out and ask for directions?
Oh, yeah.
People can't wait to give you directions because we inherently know it feels good to help somebody, especially if we're not threatened. If that person's not threatening.
Right, exactly. Right? It feels good. It makes
feels
you
good.
Feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes
that's
you
absolutely.
Feel good. You even catch yourself looking around and say, hey, did anybody see me do this?
All right, but that's elevating the self a little bit, so we won't go there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
That's true, but yeah.
Okay, so another thing you talk about, and this is really cool, I think, because I'm a big cell guy. You know, I'm a health guy. I love the cell. I study the cell. And I would say, we have a saying on the bright side, all disease is cell disease. And by conversely, all health is cellular health. But you say you said something very interesting, which I 100% agree with, because the more you realize what's in a cell and how it operates, the intelligence that's in it, you realize you're not doing it. What's doing it? It's not like automatic. So tell us a little bit about how, as you put it, every cell in your body testifies to supernatural creation.
Well, it's from the moment of conception, from the moment that egg becomes fertilized and before it even splits. I mean, I'm sorry. You're a human being. You're already, I knew you before the foundations of the world. Your spirit, think of a cup. Think of a cup. The finite cannot reflect the infinite, right? Think of a cup.
Okay.
You hold a cup up to the mirror, right? Whatever's, the mirror can see the cup. If you tilt it, the mirror maybe can see the liquid inside the cup, right? But they can't see the oxygen in the liquid, can it?
No, or the molecules of the cup.
Right. Your body is the cup. Exactly. Your body is the cup. Your spirit is the liquid in the cup. Your soul is the oxygen in the liquid. If you believe that the creator of the universe is infinite, that it is he, she, that's another thing, he, she is not corporeal. They are not flesh and blood. And I love the classic old movie that's being shown right now, The Ten Commandments, where Charlton Heston comes down from Mount Sinai, and Joshua looks at him, and his face is glowing, and he's like, ooh, Joshua's like, did he speak to God? Did he speak as a man?
Yeah.
And Moses says, Joshua, he's not a man. And that line, I've always loved that line, it's a beautiful description of who God is. He is the light of eternal mind.
Okay, tell me why you love that.
I love it because it's a beautiful description, because the light of eternal mind, he's infinite, he's eternal.
Right. And the idea of light.
If he created us in his image, that means we are eternal light. We are the light of eternal mind also. We are not flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And we've got to get past the color issue. I have never seen it so dim. I'm 62, and I've grown up in the Philadelphia area. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and I have never seen it so bad.
You mean in terms of division, in terms of human
division? They're dividing us into smaller and smaller and smaller boxes.
Well, divide and conquer, right?
Divide and conquer. It's classic.
Yeah, it's classic. It's a classic.
But we gotta get past the flush. All this is, we're like Skittles. We're like M&M's. This is just our candy Cody. It's all it is. It
right.
goes away in 80, 90, 100 years.
Right.
Or God help, hopefully that long.
You know, I like the metaphor of light because light is invisible, number one. Light doesn't
right.
weigh anything. Light is about as
right.
close to God or spirituality as you can get, right? Because it's really not a thing.
Right.
It's a thing, but not a thing.
It's eternal. You're the true nature of humanity is eternal energy. It's eternal spirit,
yeah.
frequency, power,
yeah.
love.
Yeah. You ever hear a guy named Walter Russell?
He spoke the universe into existence through his words, frequency.
Yeah, frequency. It's all frequency.
I mean, just.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Just think of the power of ultrasonic to
yeah.
you know, like that classic old Memorex commercial with the great singer. I can't think of her name.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Where
yeah.
she broke the crystal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Is
right.
it
it's all frequency.
Memorex,
it's resonance.
Yeah, frequency.
It's resonance. It's
yeah.
frequency. Cymatics, the creation of things with sound. And here's what I love about frequency. Frequency is just on-off. It's just creation, not creation. It's just life-death.
Right.
right? That's all frequency
right.
is. Frequency means how often something turns on and off, right? That's what frequency
right.
is.
And that's why the scripture makes such great pains to warn us about the power of the tongue. The power of words.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you don't curse people.
Yeah.
You don't put a curse out there.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
it's out there in the ether. It's going to come back to you.
Have you ever seen this guy?
Come back to you.
Have you ever seen the work of the water guy who puts water words or words on water like hate and love, and the words themselves change the structure of the water? Masaru Omoto's name is. It's really cool.
I haven't seen it, but I would believe it. I mean,
it's
super
cool. Masaru Omoto.
Yeah.
Hey Brian, we're out of time, man. Thank you so much. Drive safely, and
thank you for the book.
Thank you for the book, Falling Toward Redemption. You have a website, Brian?
I don't have a website, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn.
Okay, and it's Brian Vannoy, Vannoy, the book Falling Toward Redemption. Thanks for being on the bright side, Brian.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, buddy. Bye. All right, that's it for now, folks. Thank you for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Don't forget to check out my website, brightsideben.com, as well as pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And if you're in the Denver area, I'll be doing a skincare talk for estheticians and consumers as well in my lab on the 27th of April. I forgot to mention that. I wanted to mention that earlier. All right, that's it for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Have a beautiful evening. Spend. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.